slash small office facility. I guess since the contractor's not here, do you want us to just start with comments or?
Sure.
Do you want to say anything to the TRC?
No, we're looking to build a, mainly a storage building with a maintenance. We have a maintenance employee who covers all meeting stations and our main facility. And he's going to have a little bit of a workshop in this building and a small office. So for people working in the office, I know there's a bathroom, it's only one employee pretty much. And we do have a maintenance garage on site nearby. We do vehicle maintenance and occasionally there'll be a few cars, a few trucks out of service. So this might be a place to place one of those in the cold months as well.
So the maintenance employee is not concerned with the vehicles, is
building maintenance.
Building maintenance.
Yes.
So this would be the storage of
any kinds of work
that are equipped with the bay.
We have a basement now in our main administration building. It's a little bit of a, he does minor projects there, assembles equipment for various stations. And that will be one of the roles that buildings use for, as well as storage of vehicles. So the impact of where his office will be just, you know, we're like anyone else, office space is a priority, or a premium. So his office will be shared by employees in the current building, and they'll have a small office at this building.
The vehicles you have now, that will be stored here or stored outside?
We can't overload. We can't avoid it for fire department. So that will help. If in the case, it doesn't have to have all the way through trucks now, so it gives us the opportunity to put it inside.
And we talked, Chelsea and I went out to the site and took a look, and they're actually going to remove some existing high top that's out there. So it'll be, less curious, I guess, the consequence. This is a little bit of a different thing insofar as when this was rezoned from, I guess, to public use, which is an old zoning district we used to have that's now called GI, Government Institutional, there were a requirement for development plan review as part of this, which is kind of why we're here.
Right. So they're not asking for a variance or a use permit. They don't meet any of the thresholds that typical development plan review requires. So this is really just because of that zoning amendment. It has to go through development plan review, and that's why we're doing it.
Right. And I think when we talked earlier, when we met with the officials from the district, we talked about adding actually a planting bed under the windows for your office. Otherwise, you just got garage doors and, to kind of make it look like it's got some anchoring to the ground versus, pavement to the edge of the, they are taking the drainage from the roof leaders and putting it into an underground storage system, I guess, to the south of the building, if I recall. And this is something I believe that we talked to the solicitors that could be approved at this level.
Correct.
And simply reported to the planning board. So they, I think the revised site plan is going to show us a little bit of a planting bed.
Right, and all this, really showed what we talked about, development or landscaping requirements. They're not making, they don't have any areas. The only portion of the building that has sort of driveway area is the front, and really because of the doors, the only area that could have landscaping would be under the windows. So the revised plan, which the contractor was presenting today, shows something like 2 foot by 4 foot, or something like that bed under the windows between the building and the proposed drive aisle. Did you all have any comments other than
what you discussed? One of the maintenance workers in there, any hazardous materials associated with building maintenance, putting out HVAC, stuff like that, nothing like that?
No, it's mainly tools to assemble. We have shelves that come in. He does some very minor woodworking at the stations. A lot of repairs are done by, we hire outside contractors. But this is a very minor projects. This is Jake Cardozzi, who's our contractor.
Just hours of occupancy?
Same as business hours, 8 to 4:30. If he's there, and often he's not, he has an office in our administration building now, and he's out about making sure he basically does facilities work at the ball, all of the time.
And
door.
There's somebody home with the doors.
We're gonna put it, yeah.
Is that shielded or directed downward or what's the story?
We haven't specified the pictures yet.
Well, they shouldn't be, should be a nice skylight. That's wasteful anyway.
We do have lighting for, because we have a training facility next door. There is lighting throughout the training grounds and stuff nearby. So nothing that would impact any neighbors.
I'm not gonna tell like pole lights or anything up in the air for this building, no.
The lights on the doors, the doors to, as well as maybe.
Just for access.
Yeah.
And the nighttime access, I mean, you could put a truck in there nighttime, but that would be unusual. It's a daytime type of building. We also have a fire prevention trailer, which is like a small mini mobile home that we do the presentations in. And it's 26 feet where you store that in the meantime, and it's outside.
That's just education.
Just gravel, or is that going to be reinforced with anything?
Well, they're going to ask us for a price that we have to pay, but we just have to give them an all right.
Okay.
But the way it's designed now, it's
good. You need any walls along the side to hold the grade?
We're going to do it with this slope moving data walls.
Water service, just loop water on this line.
How long is your existing main building?
The main building has been there, I would say. I know the maintenance garage went in first in 97-ish. So I'd say the main building is about 15 years.
Yeah, I remember reviewing it, but I'm trying to think of the land. Mm-hmm. Early 2000s, yeah. Okay.
So there's no further development that we know.
How old are you then?
14 or something?
Okay, all in favor?
Okay, what are we?
Oh, we're going to approve.
Without
going to the planning board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
Second, aye. Everybody, aye. Alright. You have approval.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is for you guys.
Thank you. Yep, we'll keep it for the file. Okay, I told the next applicant to be here at 9:30, so we have a little bit of time. So wait.
So thank you guys. Do you want these plans?
Do you want the plans?
Sure.
Hey, you know this one, please.
You don't want a little table?
Thanks,
man.
Thank you.